Roy and Schneider were flying from London to Paris to help promote the European opening of Little Mermaid. The group was ruminating about coming-of-age stories and that watershed moment, the birth of a child, perhaps, when the child becomes a man. Katzenberg started telling the story of such a moment in his life. "I'd like to tell that story set in Africa," he said, the inspiration having just come to him. Katzenberg had been fascinated by Africa ever since he worked on a movie set in Kenya when he was 21. "The animal kingdom is a metaphor," he continued. "A child loses a parent, goes out into the world, tries to avoid responsibility, then faces it." Katzenberg looked at his audience. "Uh-huh," Schneider said noncommittally. "I like the idea of animals," Katzenberg continued. "Little Mermaid, Beauty and the Beast, Aladdin, all had humans as the main characters." Not only was this his idea, but the coming-of-age aspect resonated deeply with Katzenberg. At one of the script meetings, he told a story of his own loss of innocence while working in the 1972 presidential campaign of John Lindsay. As an advance man, he took hundreds of thousands in unrecorded cash campaign contributions, including a cash-filled envelope from a man who subsequently profited enormously from dealings with the city. Cash contributions weren't illegal at the time, but bribery was, and Katzenberg ended up being subpoenaed by a grand jury investigating Lindsay and the businessman. Though no charges resulted, it was a searing education in money and politics for Katzenberg, and as he told the story, he choked up and couldn't continue, a rare display of emotion. The very originality of Katzenberg's idea was as much a risk as a possible virtue. All of the great Disney classics, starting with Snow White, had been adaptations of tried and true classics. When they returned to Los Angeles, Schneider put the idea into development, but with a distinctly second-tier group of directors and animators, since the division's stars, Musker and Clements, animator Glenn Keane, were already occupied with Beauty and the Beast and Aladdin. To help oversee the project, Schneider drafted Thomas Schumacher, a producer for The Rescuers Down Under, an artistic success but one of Disney's rare commercial failures when it was released in November 1990. A script slowly began to evolve under the working title King of the Jungle. The enormous success and creative explosion in animation began to overshadow the live-action studio, but there, too, the Disney profit juggernaut continued to roll on, with Cocktail, starring Tom Cruise in 1988, and Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, and Dead Poets Society opening the same year as Mermaid. In Dead Poets Society, the prep school English teacher played by Robin Williams was loosely based on Eisner's favorite professor at Denison, and the film won the Academy Award for Best Original Screenplay. Eisner credited marketing head Dick Cook for the idea to open Dead Poets, a relatively serious film with appeal to adults as well as teenagers, into a summer schedule crowded with special effects adventures and light comedies. Dead Poets alone brought in $236 million worldwide. In the wake of such unprecedented success, Eisner and Katzenberg embarked on the same strategy as in animation, sharply boost production. In order to accommodate both of Katzenberg's top production executives, David Hoberman and Ricardo Mestres, Disney launched a sister